This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Another great day in Trump land. Don't be scared. Don't run for your lives. Don't be hysterical. Coronavirus is not killing us all. It's not ending the stock market. It's not closing America for business. The world will not end. Stop being ridiculous. Wayne Allyn Root with my latest commentary out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Sunday and syndicated all around the country. The lessons of coronavirus. I'm the only guy in the country who could have written this. The rest of you have lost your minds. There are many lessons to be learned from this coronavirus crisis. To quote former President Barack Obama, this is a teachable moment. First, I'm on record. I was among the first talk show hosts in the country, and by the way, I'm trying to be humble, because I was the first conservative talk show host in the country, to warn of the dangers of this pandemic when few knew it even existed. So I think I'm justified to now report that we are all overreacting. 81% of the victims in Asia have a mild form of this flu. This is certainly going to be a hit to the global economy. But the sky isn't falling. This isn't the end of the world or the end of America or the end of the U.S. stock market. The lessons of coronavirus, when I said no one else could have written this, here it is. The lessons of coronavirus. Tell me you don't love these. Number one, always expect the best, but prepare for the worst. Get educated and prepared just in case. But that doesn't mean become hysterical. Stop shopping. Stop traveling. Stop doing business. Sell off stocks. In the long run, I always bet on America. And by the way, I would buy stocks with both fists right now. Completely overbought. Number two. Thank President Trump for quickly canceling all flights from China. A brilliant move. I remember when America was threatened by Ebola, and President Obama refused to cancel flights from Africa. Do you remember that? Nobody seems to remember that. A tragic, naive mistake that could have killed thousands of Americans. But we got lucky. Now we have a president who acts decisively and doesn't depend on luck to save your children's lives. Number three, this is living proof, this crisis, this coronavirus crisis, is living proof that President Trump is right about creating Fortress America. Now more than ever, we need walls and secure borders. We must know everything about every person entering our country. Democrats support open borders. That's pure madness. Open borders will lead to disease, death, and massive damage to business, stocks, tourism, and worst of all, the Vegas economy. And Disneyland, and Disney World, and Universal Studios. Number four, this is living proof that President Trump is correct about government-run health care as well. Democrats want government in charge of every aspect of our health care. That's a disaster. Ask the people of China. Communist China's incompetent and botched response to this health crisis is proof. The last thing we want is government in charge. The odds are America holds up dramatically better than China, because our private health care is the best in the world. You want the DMV or the IRS in charge of your health care? I don't. Number five, if I get coronavirus, I want an American doctor that earns $1 million a year as my physician. Put the government in charge and make doctors into government bureaucrats. You'll attract the worst to medicine, not the best and the brightest. Number six, this is living proof that Trump is right about America first. We need our supply chains right here in the USA. It is a national security emergency to manufacture antibiotics, prescription drugs, masks, and other medical supplies inside America. Number seven, odds are the coronavirus vaccine will only come from a capitalist nation. No socialist will ever find the cure. Why? Because capitalism works. The scientist or doctor that finds the cure will make $1 billion. God bless capitalism. Number 8, Israeli scientists claim they're only 3 weeks away from a vaccine cure. What will AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib have to say about that? Democrats' most prominent politicians want to boycott Israel. Democrat presidential candidates just boycotted AIPAC, the biggest Jewish Israel event of the year. Will all the Israel haters refuse the vaccine? Will Ilhan Omar refuse the vaccine? Will all the miserable liberals who support the BDS movement boycott the vaccine? Will Iran and other Muslim nations that chant death to Israel refuse the vaccine? I can't wait to see their reaction to Israeli scientists saving the world. And 9, lastly, stop listening to hysterical coverage from biased liberal mainstream media. They failed 1,000 times in 3 years to bring down the Trump economy. They screamed recession is already here. Each time they were wrong, 110% wrong. The media's track record is miserable. If they say we're headed for disaster, my guess is things are going to turn out just fine. My new column coming out Sunday, The Lessons of Coronavirus. Tell me those aren't good lessons. Tell me those aren't cool takeaways. Nobody else comes up with this stuff. Expect the best, prepare for the worst. But that doesn't mean give up your life. Thank Trump for canceling all flights from China while Obama refused to cancel flights from Africa, you moron, Obama. What a moron. What a numbnuts. Could have gotten us all killed, but he got lucky. Maybe he was hoping. Did he have his fingers crossed? He wanted Ebola in the United States? Boy, we got lucky. This is living proof that President Trump is right about creating Fortress America. Huh? Huh? You think open borders are good right now? You don't think a wall might help us a little bit? You don't think secure borders and great ICE, arresting bad people, not letting them into the country, and border guards, arresting people, not letting them in the country? You don't think that's what we need right now? You don't think those guys and gals put their lives on the line, touching people, touching filthy, diseased people? Thank you, border agents. Thank you, ICE. Thank you, police. Thank you, military. We should get the National Guard down there now. Don't let anyone in this country. This is living proof that President Trump is correct about government-run health care. Think about that one for a minute. You want the government running your health care? Did you see what happened in China? Do you want an American doctor who makes $1 million a year, is brilliant, and works at Cedars-Sinai? Or do you want government-run health care with some little bean... I'm not going to say it. Little nerd loser who wants $60,000 a year. Because everyone's equal. She's going to make the same amount as a government janitor. You want him working on your body when you're sick and about to die? Trump's right about America first, the supply chain. China has us by the balls. What happens if there's no antibiotics and no prescription drugs and no masks? America first, man. Start building everything in America. And you honestly believe the cure or the protective vaccine will come from any country but the United States or Israel? Of course not. Only capitalism wins. And when it comes from Israel, what are all the Muslim-loving, Palestinian-loving, Jew-hating, Israel-hating Democrats going to do? I say, don't give them the vaccine. And stop listening to the media. Here's my last lesson. Stop listening to the media. Wrong, wrong, wrong about everything. New York Times never been right. They couldn't find their ass. Their ass is hiding in their pants. CNN couldn't find anything. MSNBC couldn't find anything. ABC, NBC, CBS. They're all led by executives who, if there was a private secret camera on them, they'd all admit what the guy admitted to Project Veritas and that kid O'Rourke. They'd all admit they're socialists, every single one of them. And socialists couldn't find their ass in their own pants. Like the socialists and communists that run China. Something's wrong, they crap in their own pants. They can't get anything done. They can't get anything accomplished. They don't care about your family. They'd let you die in a second. But they'd make sure there's masks left over for their family. And sure enough, just as I write this, what does some federal court do? They block Trump's asylum policy. Now again, it's temporary. Supreme Court's going to blow it away. Trump's going to win again. But in the meantime, they're all going to come in. And they're going to be diseased. And they're going to have coronavirus. Is this what Democrats want? Is this what Democrat judges want? Yes, for some strange reason. They want to ruin America. They can't stand how great it is. They can't stand it. Well, their kids are all white, go to private schools. They want to let every single person in the world in. who's got disease, who's a criminal, who wants to use up all our money on welfare, who wants to murder us, who wants to drunk drive and kill our family in a car accident, who wants to rape our women. They want to let them all in. Or how about combine a few? Rape, murder, and have coronavirus while you're driving drunk. These judges are sick in the head. Sick in the head. And no sooner did I write this, because I realized how cool I am, the only guy in America remembers that Obama wouldn't close the flights and the airports to people with Ebola coming from Africa. Sick man that he was. And no sooner I write that, the reason I remembered it is because I'm the guy who wrote about this again and again and again. And I got so criticized on national TV by, what's that, that witch's name, Rachel Maddow, on MSNBC. Oh, Wayne Root said Ebola would kill us all. Wayne's a racist. He wants to close the flights to Africa. That was the response of liberals. Trump closed the flights to China. We really have nothing in this country to speak of as far as coronavirus, thanks to that move. And the liberals say, Trump's done it all wrong. Really, he said nothing when Obama left the flights open. And here's the funny one. I hear the music. So I'll tell you when we get back, this is the funniest one of all. No sooner I'm the guy who remembers that, because I wrote about Obama's response. Pathetic, dangerous, get us all killed response to Ebola. And Mike Bloomberg says about Trump's coronavirus response, Obama was much better prepared. Really? He let them all in. He let every diseased person fly in from Africa and said, let the chips fall where they may. Let the disease spread. I'm not going to be a racist and ban flights to Africa. That was the sick, see no evil, hear no evil, let's hope we're lucky, cross your fingers, atheist response of Barack Obama. And Bloomberg, the pathetic moron that kisses ass all day to try and win the Democrat nomination, says Obama was better prepared. What a moron. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
America's founders knew power.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, along the lines of the commentary I just read, that, you know, I was the first guy in the country to say this is bad. And it's going to be all over the world. I said that, but I never said it was going to destroy our economy. Everyone's gotten hysterical the same way they did last September when everybody agreed we were in recession or on the verge of recession. It's all going to end. The stock market's going to crash. The world's, we know it's over. And Wainwright kept telling everybody, no, we're headed for bigger and better stock market, bigger and better real estate, bigger and better economy, bigger and better everything. And we weren't. I was right. And they were wrong about everything. And now they're trying to hysterically say the market's going to crash. And it's not. So here's the latest news from Hong Kong. 2 months after the initial reports of coronavirus, in Hong Kong, there are 93 cases and 2 deaths in a population of 8 million. Oh, my God! More people die every hour of a car accident than 2 people in 2 months. I mean, are you kidding me? 8 million people in Hong Kong. I'm trying to think what size city is like 8 million in the United States. Probably Chicago. Ah, there we go. Chris Knight's exact moment. Chicago. Can you imagine how many people must die of car accidents every day in Chicago? How many people must die of the flu every day in Chicago? The world is not ending. 2 months later, and Hong Kong's right next to China, and there's 2 dead and 93 cases. I mean, there's 330 million people in America. So instead of 93 cases, if things go real bad, we'll have 93 times, you know, like 20 or 30. How about 30? That's like 3,000 cases out of 330 million people. The world isn't ending. As a matter of fact, you should buy stocks. You know what the biggest story is? I knew this in my gut. I wish I was rich enough to take advantage of this. Because I knew Wall Street are the most pathetic people in the world. All they do is cry wolf all day long and make you hysterical so that The Fed will respond by cutting interest rates so they could all get rich. They'll buy more stocks, they'll buy more bonds, they'll buy more homes, they'll open more businesses. The lower interest rates go, the better it is for rich, greedy businessmen on Wall Street. So they complain all day long and say, the world is ending, look what's coming, coronavirus, everyone's going to stay home, you've got to pump the economy. And the Fed Chair Jerome Powell announced today the Fed will act as appropriate to stem the coronavirus damage to the economy. They're going to start cutting interest rates. The Fed stands ready to take action. This highly unusual, unscheduled announcement issued while the stock market was still open appears aimed at calming markets. Of course, they're going to cut rates. This is going to be a good thing for business. They're going to use this as an opportunity to cut rates. And how about this one? At the same time, the Trump administration considering tax cuts and pressuring Powell to cut rates in hopes of containing the coronavirus fallout. Trump administration officials are holding preliminary conversations about economic response to the coronavirus. And among options they're pursuing are a targeted tax cut package. So we'll cut taxes and we'll cut interest rates. It'll be the greatest thing for business ever. And then there will be two people dead over the next 2 months, just like Hong Kong. Oh, my God, we cut interest rates and taxes because two people died. Every hour of every day, probably 1,000 people die of something in America. Old age, cancer, heart disease, car accidents, flu. Two people dying doesn't matter in the scheme of life. 1,000 doesn't matter. 10,000 don't matter. I'm sad to say. What are they, 50,000 a year killed in car accidents? 50,000 a year killed with guns? You're going to worry? And 50,000 a year killed with flu? This could be the most overhyped thing that's ever happened in the history of the world. Let's hope. Let's hope. And let's be prepared just in case. I'm prepared. I'm sucking and swigging on that. My doctor suggests silver all day long. My body's so filled with silver, soon they'll be selling me on the commodities market. So I'm prepared. I'm filled with silver, filled with vitamin C. I used to take 3,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. Now I'm taking 9,000. I'm filled with garlic, hyaluronic garlic. This thing ain't getting in my body. So I'm prepared, but I didn't change any other aspect of my life. And if I get a chance, I'm going to buy some stocks. Great time to buy stocks. Are you kidding me? If they cut interest rates and cut taxes, my God, the market's going to fly. All right, we'll see what happens. But two people dead in Hong Kong. Wow, in 2 months. This is really a panic situation. And Donald Trump Jr. blasts Democrats for hoping coronavirus crisis hurts the president. And he's right. A former NFL player was at the White House, called Trump the first black president. How come everybody rips me off? There were actually articles all over the liberal media last week in the Wayne Root on Newsmax TV called President Trump the first black president. And now he goes to the White House today and says he's the first black president. Thinks he's saying something cool and new. And don't forget, I said it in 2015, greatest president for blacks in history. He will be. I wrote that in Fox News. I'm a man 5 years ahead of his time. And they're just ripping me off left and right, copying what I say. We'll be right back.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The World Health Organization is raising the global risk of the coronavirus to very high after it has spread to at least 48 countries. This is the news that a Northern California woman became infected with coronavirus despite not visiting a foreign country or coming in contact with an infected person. All that being said, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes...
Now, before we start having widespread panic that we have now some random woman with the disease, the important thing to remember, this is Solano County. This is the Travis Air Force Base, where we have a large amount of people being quarantined.
And your final numbers on Wall Street as they're wrapping up their worst week since the 2008 financial crisis. The Dow lost 355 points. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank will act as appropriate to support the U.S. economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio, and then, of course, Newsmax TV. You're a relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. In the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland, American-made and proud of it, you can only fight a war like this. In the good old U.S. of A., in the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. I love my Liberty HealthShare. You know, I mentioned it last night on Newsmax TV that I had kidney stones last year, first time I was ever sick in my life, first time ever in a hospital in my life, first time ever with surgery in my life. Thank God I've been blessed with a healthy life. But the one time I did it, a $27,000 bill, and Liberty paid for all of it. And there was a doctor and a surgeon and an anesthesiologist, and I never saw their bills. Liberty paid all of them before I ever saw them. I've never had anything like that with health insurance. This isn't health insurance. It's better. It's Christian Health Care Sharing Ministry. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I'm a member. My four children are members. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000 in premiums over my Aetna health insurance. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Who can't use an extra $72,000? For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. 855, toll free, 58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you'll be treated with kid gloves. You'll be treated like a VIP. They'll roll out the red carpet for you. And I roll out the red carpet for my old buddy. Colonel Allyn West is joining us, one of my favorite people in this country of politics. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, hoorah, author, former member of Congress, represented Florida, senior advisor for the Committee to Defend the President's PAC, and we love having him on. Allyn West, how are you, man?
Good to be with you, Wayne, and pray all is well for you out there in Nevada.
All is good. You can almost feel me saluting through the microphone, can't you? I always salute when I see you.
I appreciate it, brother. Yes, sir.
You are a true American hero, and I really appreciate everything you did as a United States Army Lieutenant Colonel. That's a great story. But let's talk about Trump right now, because that's where we are right now. And, Democrats are using coronavirus now to try and take down the economy and the stock market. And I just reported moments ago that it's been around in Hong Kong for 2 months, and they have 93 sick people and 2 dead in 2 months. And we're acting like this will topple the great United States of America. You know, more people die per hour in car accidents in Las Vegas than 2 people dead in 2 months. So I'm not making light of it. It's very bad in China. I get it. And it's very bad in South Korea. But Hong Kong's right there, and they've had 2 dead. And I just think we have a great healthcare system. And Trump shut down the flights to China. And probably it's not going to be that bad here. And I can't believe the hysteria I'm seeing in the media because they hate Trump and want to take down this economy. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, we got to remember that the Democrats have been praying for a recession. I mean, Bill Maher came out and said the exact same thing. So they are almost gleeful the fact that we have seen what happened in Wall Street and on the markets this
right.
week. But the president has done a great job to this point with the information that he has. And, you know, when you talk about the common cold, the common flu, we lose tens of thousands of people to the common flu
every
on
year.
Average per year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people are really into a panic, but everything is being done the best of the possibility. And again, we have not lost anyone to this new virus here in the United States of America, and I think that we've taken all the right precautions. Even with those 15 people that we brought out of Japan on the cruise ships, we got them here, we got them in quarantine, and so far we have not heard about any of them losing their lives, and it seems to be they've been stabilized. But the important thing to understand, Wayne, is that imagine if we were living under a Bernie Sanders type of government controlled healthcare
right.
system, what would be going on right now. So thank God that we have one of the greatest health care systems in the United States of America that is that way because of the free market system of ingenuity, innovation, and individual enterprise that allows it to be so great.
I had a Bravo. I had a guest on yesterday, and she made the point that when SARS was around, first of all, that turned into a big bust. It was nothing. Now, this is worse than SARS. Nobody can claim otherwise. But when SARS was around, it killed, I believe she said, 44 people in Canada Whereas in the United States, there were like 27 who got it and nobody died or two died. We just are much better healthcare system here. And people have to acknowledge that. And they, you know, on the left side, obviously they don't. But you get taken well care of in a country where the doctor makes a $500,000 or $1 million. And in the countries where they've got government-run healthcare and they pay the janitors the same as the doctors, you can't really expect the same level of service. Now, can you?
No, you can't expect the same level of service, and you can look at exactly how the government in China, which is a communist government, how they responded and how they reacted. I mean, to quarantine, you know, cities of millions of people, I mean, that's not going to happen here in the United States of America because we're going to get that under control. But once again, I think that the very shameful thing is to see how the Democrats are trying to use that as a political hammer against the president. But yet, when the BP oil spill was going on down there in the Gulf, and that environmental catastrophe, you did not hear the Democrats come out and criticize Barack Obama, who really sat on his thumbs for quite some time. And it was James Carville who had to come out and tell him, you know, there are people, the system is dying down here. You got to do something. So, you know, it's just the politics, it's just the hypocrisy, and I think the American people see through it.
Oh, let me make another comparison, because I think it's great that you brought that up. I'm not from that area, so I really didn't know how bad things really were, and he didn't do anything. I didn't even realize that, but what I realized at the time, and we're talking to Colonel Alan West, good friend and a great man and a great patriot, and Colonel, I'll tell you what I didn't realize. What I did realize, excuse me, the thing I realized was Ebola. When Ebola was happening in Africa, I said, you got to shut down the flights to and from Africa before something bad happens in America. And Obama refused to do it and never did it. And Rachel Maddow and MSNBC did an entire segment about what an ass I was, Wayne Root, and I must be a racist because I wanted to cut down flights to Africa. I couldn't care less if it was Africa or Israel. I'm Jewish. If they had Ebola in Israel, I'd say, stop the flights to Israel. Trump just stopped the flights immediately to China. And that's what's prevented this from being terrible in the United States. He did a much better, smarter job than Obama.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And furthermore, he's looking at the flights to the Middle East because we have an issue in Iran, and also the flights in Europe because we have another issue over there in Italy.
So
he is doing all the right type of things. And again, you know, this is a threat to the American people, just the same as a terrorist threat. When he tried to, you know, stop countries that are on our terrorist watch list. So, again, the president is taking those proactive steps, and this has nothing to do with skin color, race, or whatever. It has everything to do with protecting the American people.
All right, let's talk about your column, because you wrote a column about Democrats pandering on race. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, look, if you look at the history of the Democrat Party, and it's just very clear, this has always been the party that has been racist in nature. The first black congressional, the Congressional Black Caucus were Republicans in on Capitol Hill. And even here in the great state of Texas, the Republican Party of Texas was founded July the 4th of 1867 by 150 blacks. At the same time, the Democrat Party was establishing the Ku Klux Klan to intimidate blacks.
There we go.
So when you look at the economic plantations that have been established by the Democrat Party, post the Great Society programs of Lyndon Baines Johnson, look at the decimation of the family. This is all based upon the policies of the progressive socialist left. An incredible thing that happened at that State of Union address, not just before all Americans, but before the world, when President Trump gave that young girl that opportunity scholarship, a young girl, 9 years of age, from the inner city of Philadelphia, single black mother, relegated to failed public school, he said, no, we're going to give you the equality of opportunity through a quality education. Barack Obama, in April 2009, canceled the D.C. school voucher program, a little tidbit that the left does not want to talk about. He basically told qualified, very smart young black kids, you don't get to have the same type of education that I'm sending my daughters to at the prestigious Sitwell Friends. So what I wanted to do in that piece was to talk about the policies of President Trump that has resulted in the incredible unemployment numbers in the black community, the support of his black, historic black colleges and universities, the criminal justice reforms, the economic opportunity zones, the opportunity scholarships. That is what is causing him to have an approval rating in the black community north of 25%.
Yeah, I have a feeling that we're going to at least double the black vote, at least double, from last time 8% to 16 and probably in the 20s, which would guarantee a landslide, right? It would just guarantee a landslide.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, if you remember, Wayne, the night when President Trump gave the State of the Union address and CNN was doing their analysis, Van Jones said, we better wake up. Because what you saw is a president that's producing results in the black community while we've been taking the black community for granted. And again, what you see happening in South Carolina, you got Tom Steyer talking about reparations. He's still trying to get blacks to see themselves as slaves. You've got, you know, Bernie Sanders and you know, wanting to bring socialism. That's not going to help the black community. You've got, you know, Joe Biden. Joe Biden talking about how he's a great friend to the black community. Well, he was the vice president, and guess what happened for the black community? You have more blacks in poverty, more blacks on the food stamp rolls of the Obama administration, the quote unquote first black, you know, president of the United States of America. But all of these people have come off of those food stamp rolls. All of these 7 million people have come off the poverty rolls in 3.5 years with President Trump. Well, not even a full 3.5 years. Those are results.
All right, I love it. And by the way, I want you to know your great friend Wayne Allyn wrote a commentary for Fox News in December of 2015 and said Donald Trump will go down in history, if elected, as the greatest jobs president for black Americans of anyone ever. That was what I said in December of 15 in writing at Fox News, and I turned out to be on the money. Colonel Allyn West.
That's fruition.
Great to have you on. I know I'm going to see you sometime in the next month, I think, in Las Vegas. Make sure you call me a couple days in advance, and let's grab some lunch, okay?
I will. Take care, Wayne.
All right. Thank you, Allyn. Colonel Allyn West, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, author, former member of Congress, senior advisor for the Committee to Defend the President PAC. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, and we'll see you in a sec. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline Electron Abundant Powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom? Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Roots, My Doctor Suggests, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. What good timing. We had Dr. Gordon Pedersen on the show yesterday in hour number three. He was a fantastic guest, well-spoken guy, brilliant guy, five PhDs. And with the current global scare of the coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves a barrier of protection. See, silver, especially the alkaline structured silver, formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen, has proven to be effective in combating virus, yeast, and bad bacteria. What is coronavirus? It is a virus. That's why it's called coronavirus, right? Get it? And with the growing threat of the coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now's the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's alkaline structured silver gel, liquid, and lozenges. I bathe myself in this stuff. I suck on the lozenges all show long. I drink the silver solution all day long, and I put the silver gel on my face every single night before I go to sleep. I'm bathing, literally soaking in silver, so I don't ever get this virus. So say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off your order of the gel, the liquid, the lozenges. Call 866-660-9868. 866 toll free. 660-9868. If you've ever bought it in your life, this is the time. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You'll be treated like a VIP and get 20% off every single order. We just had former congressman on the show, Alan West. He is African-American, former lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. And it's good timing to mention the following story, game changer. Trump opens 15 offices in six swing states called Black Voices for Trump. 15 offices in African-American communities in six swing states. They're opening 15 field offices, which they're calling community centers. Five in Florida, three in North Carolina, two in Ohio and Pennsylvania, one in Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I mean, this is great news. He's taken the war to the Democrat Party. All-time low unemployment, historic support for Trump and criminal justice reform. This guy is doing everything for the black community. Brad Parscale says, we're opening black voices, offices in key states to spread the news. And then, you know, I never get sick of talking about the idiots who run California. They're all madmen. They're all insane. Ready for this week's absurdity? So, California reinvents the English language again. First, San Francisco changed felon to justice-involved person. Now California will refer to at-risk youth instead as at-promise youth. Oh my God. Legislation went into effect at the beginning of this year, which changed the state's legal term for children at risk of entering the criminal justice system. They want to change the negative connotation of at-risk. They want to be uplifting. But changing the words don't change the reality. The children are much more likely, probably 10,000 times more likely. I'm sorry, but, you know, it's just the way it is. I'm a white kid, a white Jewish kid. I was raised by white Jewish parents. I never knew a criminal, ever. Never knew a criminal. I never knew a Jewish criminal in my life. It's just the fact. There are kids out there in low-income environments, living in poverty. There's no father in the home. Their mother can't control them. They're running wild in the streets. Or their mother's on drugs. Their mother's on the street corner selling or buying drugs. And those kids are at risk. That doesn't mean they have to be at risk. That doesn't mean they have to be a bad person. But they are at risk. You can't change that by changing the name. Just so stupid. And here's the other big story of the week. It happened in Boston. Progressive parking tickets. I'm not kidding. Are you listening, Chris? I want to make sure Chris is listening. You listening to this?
I'm in.
Boston, Massachusetts tickets drivers $40 for an expired parking meter. They collected $61 million of fines in 2018, but now they increased the fines. Some tickets are up to $120. This is parking, not speeding. Parking tickets. But a new city councilor is concerned that Boston residents will have to decide between a parking ticket and putting food on the table. Maybe that wouldn't happen if you'd lower the price of the ticket. So she's introduced rules that would scale the cost of a parking ticket based on the violator's income. How are they going to find out your income? Now they contact the IRS when you have a parking ticket? So rich people will face much higher fines for tiny infractions, and low-income folks will pay lower fines for parking illegally. So it's redistribution of wealth, communism, Karl Marx philosophy, in parking tickets. This is your Democrat Party. And here's another one. In 2002, the owner of a dilapidated warehouse in New York City decided to make use of his property, hired an artist to decorate the warehouse with graffiti. But after 11 years, the owner decided to demolish the warehouse to make way for luxury apartments. And the artist sued him to protect their graffiti. The owner of the property went ahead and whitewashed the artwork while the lawsuit was ongoing. And after years of legal battles, the court sided with the artists and awarded the artist $6.75 million because he destroyed their work. And it went to an appeal court, and the appeal court took the side of the artist, too. So now you have no property rights. You spent $20 million on a building. You're a landlord. And the guy who puts the graffiti on it owns the side of the building. You have to be careful who you let decorate your property. It becomes their property. This is what's going on in America when you let liberals take control. Insanity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.